There's been a lot of talk about supply chain problems.
Lots of problems.
Lots of problems. But you know what? We have a provider and a supplier, and he is our supply chain.
Keep listening.
We're Pastor George and Terry Pearsons. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We are so glad that you're with us, and you're waving again, aren't you?
I am waving.
We are. We know that the Lord is working in your life right now. He's working in our lives, and it's amazing what is taking place in the kingdom of God on earth. I'll tell you what, the awakening is here. We praise God for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the nations and in the nation, our nation. And so we are so glad that you are with us. Aren't we glad that they're with us?
We are glad. And, you know, Pastor said that God is working in your life. You think, where? I don't see anything. That's why you need to watch this broadcast.
Yes,
because
right.
We're going to show you
that's
how.
Right.
We're going to show you how to recognize what he's doing. We're going to show you how to partake of what he's doing. And we just have to spend some time together today and the rest of this week and next week.
That's right.
Uncover these great things from the promises of God.
We are talking about God's supply chain. My God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And the outlines that we're working from, we want to make those available to you absolutely free. Go to kcm.org and you can click onto the picture of Pastor Terry and myself. And you'll be able to access the notes there. And then I also wanted to let you know that on Friday, we're going to be receiving communion together. I am so thankful that the Lord is showing himself strong to the body of Christ, especially in these times that we're in, especially with things that are going on where the economy is concerned. And I just wanted, Terry, to go ahead and review quickly a couple of things that we talked about yesterday. Let me start with this quote. The supply chain bottlenecks around the world have caused record shortages of many products that American consumers are used to having readily available.
And other around the world, too. It's not just Americans.
It's around.
We have viewers.
You're right.
Everyone's facing this.
Yep. And that includes food, household goods, electronics, automobiles, and supplies of every kind, including baby formula. That's crazy.
That's so demonic.
It really is. Prices are also increasing on goods, services, including gas at the pump. Experts have warned that problems will likely get worse before they get better. So those experts are saying that. But in the kingdom of God, we think differently. We act differently. We believe differently, and we receive differently. And really, that's what we're talking about on these broadcasts that we're doing, is how to do that and to know that that's available to us. Because I know, Terry, there are people that are worried and wringing their hands and concerned about the economy and what is going on in their lives.
There's reason for that, George. You know, we say the experts say this. Well, the Bible's the most expert of all, and it says perilous times.
Right.
It says hard times, hard to bear.
Right.
So, the experts are right on that point, but the Bible doesn't leave us with that. God doesn't just leave us to what the world's situation is. He has a way out. He wants to separate us from the trouble that's in the world, and not by hiding us off somewhere, but rather to live above it so that what people can see God doing in us will catch their attention so that he can get that provision to them too.
And let me mention this quickly here, where prosperity is concerned. We get a lot of flack for preaching a prosperity message, or what some call a prosperity gospel. But it's the love of God that wants to provide for
that's
the people.
Right.
I would I would imagine that the critics probably have their needs met. They probably have a good car or two or three, good home that they're living in. But there are people out there who would jump at the opportunity to get out from under the financial burden that they've been under for so long. And so, and the purpose, the high purpose of prosperity, our motivation for accumulation is distribution. So in times like this, we can help people.
You know, we've spent many decades growing in these things with prosperity. And we read yesterday from Philippians, where Paul said in Philippians 4:9, practice the things that you've seen and heard from me. And so that's what we've done for these last 40, 50 years.
Right.
We've been practicing on what? Practicing on things that were important, but not life or death, practicing on a better car, a better house, practicing on better clothes, better provision, practicing on faith for more income, and not that alone, practicing for our health, practicing faith for receiving direction and wisdom and counsel, practicing on those things. And somebody said, well, now you need to move on from that to the really important things. Well, I got news for you right now.
Right.
You can't, places you can't get a car, some places you can't get food, some places you can't get clothes. How great it would be if you'd been practicing for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 or more years on those things, so that at a time, not just when you need them, but to use your faith for others who need them, to be able to help. We've done that. We've helped others get in a house.
We certainly have.
Others get food.
Yep.
Others get a car.
Yep.
We've provided ways of escape, you know, like having our airplane to help people in that Afghan situation. We helped get a crew in there that was overseeing getting other people out. Our plane wouldn't accommodate a lot of people out, but we took the crew in there that did accommodate getting people out in much larger
Or providing
transports.
The finances to get the Jews, Ukrainian Jews, out of Ukraine, back
to Israel. Over 20,000 to date.
Over 20,000.
Yep.
And others as well, not just the Jews, but others. So
thousands and thousands
that's
of
what
Christians
it's all about.
And others, we've been able to supply that. Well, if we were just now trying to figure out, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, help us, we might be more concerned about food on our own table than we're able to be concerned with the food on a lot of tables.
Right, right.
So we're thankful for this prosperity message. And
yes.
if you've been someone who has walked in faith with God, you can be encouraged that now's our time to shine. If you've been a critic of that, well, I suggest you repent, get over on this with us so that you can embrace the provision of God, not just for yourself.
Yes.
That, I mean, you can't give what you don't have, but beyond yourself to others.
I mean, in times like this, people even wonder, how can I even think about getting out of debt? That's how miraculous God is.
It is.
He loves to do things in the middle of craziness.
You know, God's a bit of a show-off.
He wants to show off his love. Yes,
he wants to show off for you. And he doesn't want to just do it off somewhere by himself. He does it as much as possible. He'd rather do it through you than just to you.
Well, let me give you a scripture.
Oh, is there a scripture for
this? Yes, there is.
Please.
Psalm 9:9 in the Amplified Translation. The Lord will be a refuge and a high tower for the oppressed, a refuge and a stronghold in times of trouble, high cost, destitution, and desperation. He is a refuge and a high tower. What's a high tower? You get up over and above whatever is going on.
You can see what's
down
coming.
There.
That's the most defensible place against the attacks of the enemy. And not only that, everybody else can see your provision. Everybody
That's
else
right.
can see where you are. And of course, so does trouble, so does the world, so do demons and so forth, demonic, satanic darkness and so forth. But that's okay. Our refuge, we didn't build that. He did.
Yeah.
And we just run into it.
The Colossians 1:13 in the Amplified, the Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness and has transferred us. We've been given a transfer. Transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Yep.
So we are not supposed to be subject to the times. It depends on what we do. God has his part. We have our part. Yep. Our part is to act in faith, stand on the word, believe God, and to see these things happen and come to pass. So we are to no longer live under the dominion, the rule, the control, or the influence of whichever direction the world system is going. We don't have to be pulled around from one side to the other. We can remain fixed, stable, our hearts established, and in the midst of it, prospering all the way through. So we are subject to the authority of God's word, subject to the blood, subject to the name of Jesus, which is far above every name, including the name of lack and shortage. Lack and shortage are supposed to be subject to us.
Yes, praise God.
So what we're talking about in this session today, we need to get to it pretty quick, but I call it the separation effect. The separation effect. And in John 17, 13, Jesus is describing this separation effect. It says, but now I come to you.
Jesus is praying to,
he's praying
to God,
yep,
over those disciples, apostles with him. And he,
yep,
said, everyone that will believe through them.
Yes.
So
yes,
he's praying.
Yes.
And he's praying about us,
yep,
praying for us. This is the most magnanimous prayer in the Bible.
So he's praying and he says, but now I come to you and these things I speak in the world.
In the world. No, he's not talking about now, in the sweet by and by. As my dad says, it's in the rotten here and now. He's talking about where we are. He said, while I'm in the world, I'm praying this.
That they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
Now, the scripture says, talking about the hundredfold return, it says, and with persecution. So there's some of that that goes along with it, but who cares? You know, who cares about that? He said, the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Mm. Why? Misery loves company. Misery loves company. They want to keep their sin. They want to keep the things, keep doing the things that produce all this trouble. Trouble is a result of sin. Lack is a result of sin. The curse is a result of sin. So he's called us out of sin into his marvelous light where there's provision and abundance, but the world doesn't like that. They want to pull you back over with pressure, persecution, condemnation, guilt, anything else they can think of, or to try to get what you've got. They think that God should give them what they want, give them what they need, and let them just continue to live life in their ungodly ways.
Right, right.
And the problem with that is it won't work. Living an ungodly way can't help but produce ungodly results.
Right, exactly.
That's why he doesn't want you to do it.
And that's why he said in this prayer, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. When you look at the word sanctify, it means to purify, to set apart for sacred use, to separate yourself from the profane things and dedicate and consecrate yourself to God.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
Well, the word, because he said, thy word, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. When we, and it's our choice, we align with the word. We believe what it says. We align our thoughts, our actions, mm-hmm, our words, our mm-hmm motives.
Yeah.
We align ourselves with the word. And he's so great. He gives us the Holy Spirit and the grace of God to help us do that. We don't even have to do it on our own, but we have to decide and make that effort. We do that, then the word will actually start separating you, meaning you just start to look different. Things just work out different for you. Things just happen different for you.
Yeah.
And it's not all instant right there. It's
right.
A process. The Bible says the kingdom of God is like a man that sows a seed.
Right.
And he sleeps night and day, but when he rises, eventually it's grown up.
Yeah.
That's the way the things of God are.
Yeah.
I could get going
there. There is something that is called the great escape.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in the Word of God. And there are scriptures lined out here. And I've collected these scriptures. This is just a few that I've collected over the years. But listen to this. We're talking about escaping what is going on in the world, even though we're here. In, 2 Peter 1:4, this is the New Living Translation. These are the great and precious promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Now, that says it right there. That's the great escape. That's the separation effect that we have. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, He has made a way of escape. Matthew 6:13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I like this in Galatians 1, 3 and 4. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins to rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of God our Father. So we've been rescued from this present age.
Yeah, and, you know, there are some people, George, that want to push back on that. Christians who somehow have the idea that trouble, tests, and trials like this come from God, and that He wants you to go through that, and He wants you to tribulate, and He wants you to have all this. No, He wants you to hit it head on.
Yeah.
But He's not the source of the trouble.
Yeah.
Now, He doesn't run from it, and He don't want you to either. But in the midst of charging, it's like being in a bubble in the middle of all this.
Yep.
He keeps us.
Yes.
He is able to keep us. People don't, I don't think they realize how wicked the world really is, how evil it really is, and the potential that it has to be even more evil still.
Right.
So we actually need that escape. We need the way of escape. Following Him takes us down that way.
Right.
You know, it's in following the Good Shepherd that we find that way of escape.
Yeah. Escaping the world, escaping the collateral damage of the world. You know, there's a picture that I saw one time about a hurricane that hit Florida. Mm-hmm. And I'm just devastation. And in this particular picture, there was a house that was still standing with all of the houses around it gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, neighborhoods gone. One house was standing. And I really do believe that's a picture of us in the midst of all of the things that are going on and that are taking place, that we stand in this and around this, and we're not touched. And the great thing about it is that we're able to reach out and to help other people and to get them into our boat, so to speak, that get them out of the flood.
You know, the three Hebrew children that were put in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew they were in the fire.
Yeah.
And they were in the fire for sure. But yet, the fire had no effect on them. So when they were taken out of the fire, the scripture says they didn't even smell like smoke. My son, when he was about 4 years old, he was listening to a little children's version of that, and it says, and they didn't even smell smoky. They didn't. No smell of it even on their clothes. That's the way we aim to come through. But now you have to look at the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They already were walking with God. They were already men of prayer. They were already men of the Word. They were already ready to stand up on the inside, because when they were put under pressure to worship that image, and they said, no. And he said, well, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. He said, well, even if you did, well, we're not worshiping. Even if that was the case, we're not worshiping. If you decided not to throw us in there, we're not worshiping that image, no matter what. And that ability to be so separated on the inside by the Word of God that they were connected to, then that Word separated them, even in the middle of the fire.
Yes.
It didn't
yes.
put the fire out.
Yep.
They were in the fire.
Yep.
It had no effect.
That's good. Separation. The separation.
But oh, what a testimony.
Yep.
And then what happened? That king fell down and said, there is no God like the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah. I was preaching on this not too long ago, and I went before the congregation, and this is what I said. How many faithful tithers are in here? And hands went up. I said, how many generous sowers are in here? Hands went up. I said, how many people know that you have a covenant of prosperity with God? Hands went up. And I said this, I said, then you are exempt from supply chain disruptions, severe shortages, extreme scarcity, inflation, and economic downturns. We are exempt from that. And people don't realize they have an exemption. And this is interesting, Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. And Terry, and David Weider shared this with me. This was so good. The word free in the Greek means to liberate, deliver, and to be exempt. So exempt means to be free from an obligation, liability, or requirement normally imposed on others. So there's something being imposed right now on people where inflation, economy, all of that is concerned. And bless God, we are exempt from it.
Yep.
We are delivered from it. We don't have to stand in it. We don't have to submit ourselves to it. And so let me quote one again. The series that I talked about yesterday, Brother Copeland and Bill Winston together on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, Kingdom Principles Operating Above the System of the World. And here's a quote from your dad. The Babylonian world system of finances, healthcare, and everything else is a failure.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God will work separately from the control of that Babylonian world system. We can function in and affect the world without being controlled by the world.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is right there, really, that the separation effect and how we are separated from the effect of the world and how we are here for specific purpose and reason. You need to know. You need to know today that you're exempt from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is he that hangs on a cross, on the tree. And so he has redeemed us. He has given us that exemption from all that we see that's going around us. And in the midst of what's happening, we prosper. We prosper.
Yep. And we're, you know, when things do happen or we do find some lack or we have a need or something's not working, we don't, that's not the end of our story. We just stay with it. We keep believing.
No.
I remember way back, George, I don't remember decades ago, but there was a recession that had begun.
Yeah.
And it was serious. And the Lord told my dad, he said, now there's a recession coming. Don't participate. So he wrote the partners and said, there's a recession coming. Don't participate.
That's so
well,
good.
What does that mean? It doesn't, it means, well, you can prepare. It also means just don't set yourself to be a victim of the recession. Set yourself to be a victor over it. Don't participate in the downturn. You participate in the upturn. And
we do
that by faith. That's why we continue to feed our faith by listening to things, messages on faith,
Feed on it. We agree with you right now for every need that you have to be completely and fully supplied according to God's riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We are standing in faith with you today. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Terry and I will be right back. Stay with us.
How are all the shelves empty? Drive 2 hours away for baby formula? How are we going to afford the gas?
It's time to get your eyes off your limited resources and get your faith on the source of your unlimited supply. Get the God is My Source package by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons, and find out how God provides everything you need. In fact, God not only wants to meet your needs, He wants you living in the abundance of His blessing. Use the study guide to follow along with the daily audio lessons and take notes. Track your faith goals in the mini book and keep it with you as a powerful pocket-sized scripture reference. Immerse yourself in 70 scriptures about God as your provider. You're a member of the family of God, and your Heavenly Father has good gifts for you. Renew your mind by the Word of God until you are fully persuaded that God is your source. Request your free God is My Source package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. You can thrive in every situation because Jesus is your source and the Word of God is your supply. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
Our free offer this week is God is My Source. And I want to read to you from this book part of the package, the introduction to this. Listen to this. Many people are facing overwhelming financial and provisional challenges. Most often they approach their problems from a purely natural standpoint. Here's how it goes. They look at their paycheck. Then they look at their need. Impossible. Then they look at their paycheck. Then they look back at their need. Still impossible. The more people engage in that vicious circle, the more discouraged they become. That exercise in futility is usually followed by a series of questions. How are we ever going to pay for this? Where will the money come from? What are we going to do? Well, we have a source of supply. And I'm so thankful that God is our source. We encourage you to get this. Listen to it. Get it down on the inside of you. The study notes are available. You can watch it. You can go back through it over and over again and renew your mind to the very important fact that God is our source.
Terry. Yes, He is. And we want to do everything we can to remind you to feed your faith along those lines. That's why we have the Victory Magazine. This Victory Magazine comes every month. It's absolutely free of charge. And if you'll just request this when you call the prayer line or go to our website at kcm.org and sign up for that, there's no obligation. But whoo, what your mailbox will thank you for allowing this to come in. Praise God.
So until tomorrow, remember this, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith, all available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.